昨天我们谈到学校教育啊，昨天讨论三点。
Yesterday we discussed the goals of education.
啊，第一个就是品德。
First is virtue.
第二个就是知识。
Second knowledge.
啊，第三个就是体哈、啊，身体的操练。
Third, physical training.
那今天我们要进入第四个啊，就是群哈。
Today we'll talk about the fourth point, which is teamwork.
我们活在这个世代啊，属灵属世的知识都很重要。
To live in this world, we need both spiritual and worldly knowledge.
啊，所以我们要在学校里面接受教育。
So we must be educated in school.
啊，如果我们看真耶稣教会大概是啊三十周年纪念刊。
If you look at the 30th anniversary book of the True Jesus Church.
啊，在初代啊真耶稣教会传福音的时候，那个时候他们认为耶稣姓耶。
In the beginning, when the church was established, they thought the last name of Jesus Christ was Christ.
没有办法翻了，姓耶，所以每一个信耶稣都是神的儿女，所以这个姓都改作耶。
They changed their last names to, in Chinese, Ye Su, so they thought the Ye was the last name. So all the members changed their last name to Ye.
为什么会这样做
？Why would they do this？
那我们现在想起来，就是因为缺乏属灵的知识。
If you think about it, it's because they lack spiritual knowledge.
那个时候他们只读中文。
At that time, they only know how to read Chinese.
那如果有一个人读英文
，But if someone knew English，
他就发现这个耶稣应该是分不开来。
They would know that Jesus Christ is inseparable.
好，那这是一个例子哈，属灵的事情上也需要有知识。
This is just an example to illustrate that we also need to know spiritual knowledge.
好，那现在我们进入团队精神哈。
So let's talk about point D, teamwork.
在传道书第四章这样说。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12 it says.
请看传道书第四章。
Please refer to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.Verse 12.
勇人攻胜孤身一人，若有两个人便能够抵挡他啊，三股合成的绳子不容易折断。这个地方说三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
Here it says a cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
如果一个人哈、被攻打的时候就失败了。
If one is being attacked, it will be defeated.
那两个人就能够抵挡他。
But two can defend themselves.
这样看起来哈，如果能够同心哈，发挥团队的精神，那人越多是越好。
So from this, we can draw a conclusion that if people can gather together, the more united, the better.
啊，那如果没有办法团队精神哈，人越多就越糟糕。
If they do not have the unity, the more, the worse.
那整个社会啊，基本上是一个群体。
So the whole society.Essentially, is a group.
所以我们要在这个社会生存，需要学习过群体的生活。
So in order to live in this society, we must learn to live as a team.
啊，因此在学校教育里面呢、啊，很重要就是操练啊，怎样跟别人合作。
So in school, we learn how to work together with others.
有一篇文章在描写啊，他在讲这个空军在训练飞行员。
An article describes how the Air Force trains its pilots.
但每一个飞行员啊，这个飞行的技术很重要。
And the skills of each pilot is crucial.
但是，在空军训练飞行员里面有一个课程一定要的，就是要打篮球。
But there is an essential course that is required, that is to play basketball.
哦，这不是目的，不是训练体能。
The purpose is not to train them physically.
是要训练他们协调合作。
It is to train them how to work together, negotiate.
啊，美国你觉得最出名的？篮球明星是谁
？Who do you think is the most famous basketball star in the U.S.？
有一个这么 Magic 下面什么？哈哈 ，Johnson 是不是
？Isn't it Magic Johnson？
哦，他年薪很高。
He gets high salary.
他还没有退休以前呢、啊，年薪快要将近1000万。
Before he was retired, his salary is about $1 million.
不是$1 million， 几百万美金，快要接近
$100 million。
非常非常高。
Very high.
啊，那你如果仔细看他赛球。
If you watch him closely when he plays,
他是不是一个人从头一直拍拍拍拍到最后掉下逃进去呢？
Do you think that he dribbles the ball down the court and dunks it?
如果这样他就不会出名了。
If he does so, he will not be famous.
别人要传球给他。
Others must pass the ball to him.
啊，然后他投进去。
And then he shoots.
那有时候他也要传球给别人。
And other times he passes the ball.
所以整个这个打篮球的精神哦，就是啊，谁比较有投球的精这个恩，不是恩赐啊，是吧？谁比较有这个投篮的这个才能啊？你就拿传球给他投。
So the spirit of basketball is that we would pass the ball to the one who shoots well.
那现在如果打篮球一队有几个人
？How many members are in the basketball team？
几个？五个哈。
Five。
啊，那个。橄榄球有几个人
？How many in football？
啊，几个？橄榄球有几个人
？How many members in a football team？
那这个足球呢？用脚踢的
？In soccer？
足球十一个哈。
There are 11 in soccer。
好，好。那如果哈、哦，这个其他四个人都联合起来不传球给他，我想今天 Johnson 不是 Magic 哈。
If the other four members of the team do not pass the ball to Magic Johnson, he will not be called Magic.
好，大概他也没有名了。
And he will probably be an unknown basketball player.
那四个人如果不传球给他，我想呢，他的那一队也早就被淘汰了。
And if the four other members don't pass the ball to him, they are probably last in their division.
所以他们这一队会出名啊，就是大家合作，然后啊由他来投球。
So.For his team to be well known is for them to pass the ball to him for him to shoot.
所以每一个人知道他在打篮球当中啊，他要做的是什么。
So everyone knows their own jobs when they are in the basketball team.
啊，然后大家一起合作。
And they all work together as a team.
结果这个啊，篮球就打得很出名。
And so that their team is very famous.
啊，这是一个团队精神所我们所要操练的。
So this is the spirit of a teamwork that we should train ourselves in.
啊，因此这个。圣经里面有提到很多的团队的精神。
There are many examples in the Bible that illustrates the spirit of teamwork.
那尼希米记在提到他们啊重建圣殿。
In the book of Nehemiah, it illustrates how they rebuilt the temple.
尼希米记的第四章。
Nehemiah chapter 4.
二十节。
Verse 20.
啊，十九节开始。
Start reading from verse 19.
我对贵胄官长和其余的人说，这个工程浩大，我们在墙上相离甚远。尼希米记四章二十节。
Nehemiah 4 verse 20.
你们听见脚声在哪里，就聚集到我们那里去，我们的神必为我们征战。啊，他们要啊重建城墙啊，结果有一些敌人要来攻击。
They want to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem.And there were enemies attacking them.
啊，那尼希米就告诉他们。
So Nehemiah told them.
啊，说，你如果听见脚声在哪里，你就聚集到我们那里。
You should gather wherever you hear the trumpet.
啊，这样他们才能够互相帮忙来抵挡敌人。
That way they could all gather together and fight the enemy.
到最后使他们能够得胜。
So that they may be victorious.
所以人多不一定是力量。
So if you have many people, it does not equal to power.
但是人多啊，如果有团队精神，就是力量。
But if a group of people could unite together, then they have power.
啊，我们常常发现这些东方人啊，中国人啊，头脑很聪明。
We often discover that many Asians are very intelligent.
啊，所以你在学校里面发现了，如果一个对一个哈，大概是这个东方人头脑比较好。
So if you compare students in school, Asian students probably do better in school.
但是如果哈、哦、三个对三个
，If you compare three, students,
三个一组，三个一组这样
，A group of three students to another group of three students.
啊，三个是中国人，那三个是这个西方的
，Three Asians and three Caucasians.
啊，那你会发现哦，这个三个东方人就没有办法抵挡三个。
But you probably discover that the three Asians will not do as well as the three Caucasians.
那如果到十个，更明显。
This will be more distinguished with a group of 10.
好，所以这个团队的精神确实是啊、很需要操练的一点。
So we really need to train ourselves in teamwork.
啊，在学校里面呢，需要操练。
And train ourselves in school.
啊，怎样跟别人合作
？To work together with others.
啊，使这个事情能够做得好。
So that we could accomplish the task.
啊，大家听过一个故事。
We've all heard a story.
啊，说有一个和尚住在山上。
There was a monk who lived in the mountain.
啊，那山上啊，那很高啊，没有水喝。
And they live high in the mountains, and there was no river, no water.
所以那个和尚除了念经之外啊，就是要下到山下去提水。
So besides doing his meditation, he needed to go downhill to bring water back.
啊，也他自己天天就挑水哈，就挑到山上去喝的啦，要煮的啦，要洗澡的。
So every day he carried his own water for his use.
那后来啊，就来了另外一个和尚。
And later came another monk.
啊，要跟他在一起。
Who joined him?
那现在来了两个和尚，用水就多了。
Now they have two monks, so they need more water.
啊，所以他们就想哦，这如果一个用挑的哦，太久了，太重太淡了，淡太重了啊。
So they thought if only one person go, it's too heavy, too much work.
所以两个人后来协议就说，那我们就用挑的了，就是两个哈，两个人哈就是用扛的，一个人走前面，一个走后面。
So two of them share the load, one share the load.
后来就又那个水就扛到了山上去，又没有问题了。
So they carried the water up the mountains with no problem.
那以后又来的是一个和尚。
And then came another monk.
那现在他们就摆不平了。
Now they're uneven.
到底现在我们要怎么拿水呢？
They have to figure out how they're going to carry the water up.
因为如果他们用一只扁担哦，很长，前面走两个，后面走一个，也不太对。
They use a beam to carry the water, so if now they have three, so they're unbalanced.
如果后面两个，前面一个，也不太对。
So if they have two in front or two in the back, and only one on the other side, it's uneven.
啊，所以这个三个人啊，一直在想办法怎么解决，想不出办法。
So the three stood around trying to solve this problem and couldn't.
所以他们说三个和尚就没水喝啊。
And so the moral of the story is that the monks did not have water to drink.
也就是说他们没有办法协调。
Because they cannot come to a good negotiation.
没有办法有团队的精神。
And do not have a spirit of teamwork.
对，学校教育啊，很重要，就培养团队的精神。
So in school, it is really important for us to train the teamwork, team spirit.
好，那我们在学校生活里面确实有一些困难。
And there are some challenges in school life.
这是一个很严重的考验。
This is a serious challenge to us.
我们需要来想想怎么办。
So let's all think of what we could do.
第一个就是如何选择科系。
First is how do we choose a major?
还有如何选择学校。
And school.
啊，我想很多在学校里面读书应该都想过了。
I believe many of you in school have thought of these questions already.
那到底我们要如何选择科系？
So how do we actually go about choosing a major?
我讲这跟两个因素有关。
I think this has to do with two things.
第一个就是你毕业以后要做什么。
First, your career after you graduate.
你喜欢做什么。
What do you like to do?
啊，这跟你在大学里面要读什么有关系啊。
This is directly related to your major in college.
啊，如果以后你要做工程师。
If in the future you like to be an engineer.
啊，你在大学里面读文学，这不对。
But you study literature in college, this does not work.
那如果以后你立志是要写文章
But if in the future you would like to be a writer
那是你在大学里面读电脑也不太对
But you study computer science in college, this won't work either
就是我们以后要做什么
So the first is, what are you going to do in the future?
那才能决定我们现在要读什么
Then that determines your major now
那第二个选择科系的重要原因就是性向
Second is the discipline, the field
性向是什么
？Aptitude
啊，因为每一个人的性向不太一样。
Because we all have different aptitude
啊，当然可能有一些人哦，什么都可以读。
Of course, some of us could study all subjects.
那这个相当厉害啊。
And this person is very smart.
啊，但是一般人来讲哈，我们都有一些特别的性向。
But most of us, we are good in certain aptitudes.
啊，如果能够选择我们性向所趋的地方，我们就能够把功课读得更好。
So if we could select an area that is particular to our aptitude, we could do an even better job.
这是两个选科技很重要的原因。
So these are two reasons to consider for choosing a major.
但是有时候我们也会考虑到现实的因素。
But we also consider practical reasons.
就是读完科系以后怎么样比较容易找工作。
For example, after you study, how do we get a job?
基本上来说，你如果读文科比较难找。
It is harder to find a job with a liberal arts degree.
比方说你读这个文学。
For example, you study literature.
那你在西方不是西方人读西方文学。
And you are not a Caucasian, but you study Western literature.
这个是一般的事情比较难找。
So it's harder for you to find a job.
但是不管怎样我们相信，如果是神愿意我们应该也不容易，不会困难。
But regardless, we believe that it's the will of God, we should not have any problem.
我记得有一个青年他在讲。
I remember a youth said once.
他在学校里面后来选眼科。
In school, he ended up choosing optometry.
那有人问他说：“你为什么选这一科？”同样是医，你怎么选这一科
？Some asked him why he chose ophthalmology while in medical school.
他说他以后想要做圣工。
He said he wanted to do holy work in the future.
所以他选这个科目时间上最能够自由安排。
So he had chosen this field so that he could schedule his own time.
因此以后要做圣工更能够做得好。
And so that he could do a better job for God.
我很感谢神这个青年在选科系的时候，他已经把服侍神的因素也考虑在内。
And we thank God that when the youth choose their major, they already consider doing holy work.
所以我们既然人生最有意义是参与圣工。
And since the most meaningful thing in life is to participate in holy work.
所以我们在学校读书的时候，如果也在这一方面能够预备，那以后能更有帮助。
So if we prepare ourselves while we're in our studies, this will help in the future.
那第二个就是选择学校。
Second is to selection of school.
你会发现每一年这个World News and Report 这个 magazine 里面每一年都会有一期在讲美国最好的大学。
You'll notice that in the U.S. World News and Report, they'll have an annual issue of the best schools in the U.S.
那有的大学是金的招牌。
Some of the schools are gold stars.
它里面的科技不一定最好。
But they don't necessarily have the best major.
但是它这个大学的名字很响亮。
But they have a very good name.
但是有的学校虽然不是很出名，但里面有的科技是相当好。
But on the other hand, some of the schools, they may not be as famous, but they have very good discipline.
所以我们到底要怎么样来选择学校？
So how do we actually go about choosing the school?
大概每个人都有各种不同的理由在考虑。
And of course, we have our own considerations.
有的考虑靠近家里。
Some consider to be close to home.
所以你才不会有额外的支出。
So you do not have excess expenses.
那有的考虑因为在那个学校里面有奖学金。
Some consider because of scholarship.
能够减低你财政上的这个担子。
This decreases your financial load.
那当然有的考虑这个学校的这个是很优秀出名的学校。
Other consider the placement of the school, whether it's a prestigious school.
但是我本身有一个感觉。
But I have a basic feeling.
我们要看我们自己的灵性来决定我们要读的学校。
We should look at our own spirituality to decide what kind of school where we should go.
如果我们自己灵性能够站得稳自己已经有这个灵修的习惯选择离开教会的学校或许对信仰不会有什么负面的影响。
If we are firmly established in the faith and we have a regular spiritual cultivation, is probably okay for you to go to a school away from church.
有一个学校离开教会有一段距离，但是那个学校里面有三四个，我想大概有四个有四个我们教会的青年在那读书。
There's a school that's quite far from, quite a distance away from church, but there's about three or four members of our youth studying there.
每一个礼拜六，他们这个三四个学生自己都会聚集在一起守安息日。
And every Sabbath day, the three or four of them will gather together to observe that day.
所以那四年的大学教育虽然他们离开学校很远了，但是信仰还是保守得住。
But during those 4 years of education, although they're far away from school, they maintain their spiritual life.
这很感谢主。
And we thank God for it.
但是也有实际的例子。
But there are other examples.
就是选择一个离开教会很远的地方。
You choose a school that's very far away from church.
那本身的灵性也不是很好。
And you do not have a good spirituality.
那也没有 在这个几年当中啊，自己也没有再亲近神。
And during your years, you did not draw close to God.
结果书读完了，信仰也完了。
So after you study, you also lose your faith.
哦，这是真的。
This is true.
在美国发生过。
It happened in the U.S.
因为这个学校的风气影响力很大。
Because of the fame of the school.
影响力很大哈。
Because of the environment of the school.
所以一个人如果没有常常亲近神，很容易你就被影响。
So if you don't draw close to God, you'll be easily influenced.
那因为离开教会很远啊，没有在读圣经祷告，信仰越来越软弱。
Because you're far away from church and you don't have a regular Bible reading and prayer, you'll be weak in faith.
所以啊，一遇到试探就倒了。
And when temptation comes, you fall.
哦，所以我们真的有看到一些青年哦，信仰读完信心没有了。
And indeed, we've witnessed some youth after their studies, they also lose their faith.
啊，甚至犯罪的也有。
Even to the extent of committing sin.
因此在选择学校哈，我们要看就是我们的灵性，还有那个学校里面有没有这个教会的这个团契的组织。
So when we select our school, we should look at ourselves, our spirituality, and also look at whether there are other members in that.
还有这个学校是不是很靠近教会
？Whether the school is close to church.
最保险的方法就是我们鼓励我们的子女哈，或者我们自己的这个弟弟妹妹哈，就是要选择一个。容易亲近神的这种学校。
The safest way is to select a school that allows us to draw close to God.
其实啊，有很多很好的学校都是在这个我们教会的开车能够到达的范围之内。
And actually, there are many good schools that's already around driving distance, around the church.
所以虽然我们在教会离开，在教会开车能到这些学校参加教育，我想学到的也不会比较少。
So I believe we go to the schools around church, our churches, I don't think you'll learn anything less.
所以第一个哈，要如何选择学校跟科系。
So point A, how do we choose a major in school?
那第二个哈，在这个学校里面有一些朋友的压力。
B, there's some peer pressure in school.
那要怎么去面对
？How do we face them?
因为人都很怕被孤立。
Because we are afraid.Humans are afraid of isolation.
人很希望被认同。
We like to be identified with others.
所以在这个学校里面，如果我们的生活，没有跟别人一样的话，常常我们会觉得被孤立了。
So in school, if we do not conform to the living style of your peers, we might be isolated.
因此，这个本身这种被孤立的，怕被孤立这个感觉就变成一种压力。
And so,your fear of being isolated becomes a pressure.
那我们要怎么样来面对这个压力
？And how do we handle this pressure?
这也是一个很实际的问题。
This is also a practical problem.
我想要面对同僚的压力，跟一个人的灵性有关。
And I think how to handle the peer pressure is directly related to a person's spirituality.
那也跟一个人的家庭有关。
And also related to a person's family background.
如果这个家庭的关系一个人跟家庭的关系很亲密。
If a person has a close relationship with their family,
然后他的这个子女什么事情都觉得很没有挂虑的，能够跟父母讲。
And the children feel that they could talk to their parents freely.
我讲这个对子女的要抵挡这个同僚的压力很有帮助。
I think this is a great tool for the children to use to defeat peer pressure.
有一次有一个妈妈在谈。
One time, a mother was saying,
她说她的孩子到外地去读书啊。
She said that her child went away to school.
大概搭飞机一个小时以上。
About over an hour away by flight.
但是她的孩子差不多每一天都会打电话给她。
But her child calls her about every day.
然后谈很多事情，今天发生什么事情，明天发生什么事情。
They talked about everything that happened today and things about to happen tomorrow.
我很羡慕这个母亲。
And I greatly envy this mother.
她做得很成功。
She's a successful mother.
因为当她的孩子有压力的时候，愿意也很乐意的能够告诉她。
Because when the children feels pressure, they are willing and gladly shares it with her.
那经过这个母亲的安慰，还有这帮助，还有这个带导鼓励，这个青年也能够在学校站得很稳。
So the encouragement, prayer. And comfort of the mother, this youth can also stand firmly in school.
所以如果没有这个父母或者家人在后面常常这样 互通信息，这样互相的鼓励。有时候在压力当中你觉得很孤单，你就跟着去了。
So without your parents and family supporting you behind you, sometimes you feel very lonely and you might just fall into the ways of the world.
哦，所以有的父母在青年离开学校当中啊，常常要查寝，电话查寝。
So sometimes when children leave their home, parents will check up on them by phone.
随时打电话去，等一下不在了，那等一下再打，你刚刚去哪里？
They call them, they phone them often, and if they're not there, they'll phone again until they're there and ask them where they went.
要交代清楚。
So they wanted to know where the children are at all times.
所以有的青年说啊，刚刚开始觉得很烦。
And some of the youth felt that at the beginning this was quite irritating.
哦，他觉得自己好像风筝飞在上面，他想不到后面还有一条线在拉着。
They feel that once they're in college, they are free like a kite. However, there's a string attached still.
但是过了几年毕业之后回头过来看，他很感谢他的父母。
But after they graduate from college, upon reflection, they'll thank their parents.
因为这样常常打电话跟他联络，去 check 他到底到哪去了，所以他不敢随便乱跑。
Because of the frequent contact and checkups by the parents, they dare not run away.
所以这个也是一个方法啊。
So this is also one of the methods.
那更重要就是我们跟神的关系。
And what's more important is our relationship with God.
像但以理在压力当中。
When Daniel felt pressure.
就是要吃这个王的膳。
That is whether to eat the feast of the king.
但是他立志不玷污自己。
He was determined not to defile himself.
因为他想要讨神喜欢。
Because he wanted to please God.
但以理心中有神的灵。
Daniel has the spirit of God within him.
他有美好的灵性。
He has good spirituality.
他跟神很亲近。
He's very close to God.
所以很可能当他在想歪路的时候，神的灵就感动他，他就难过了。
It is very possible that when he is about to go astray, the spirit will move him and to turn back.
所以这个跟神的关系也是人应付同僚压力的重要的方法。
So the relationship with God is an important tool for us against peer pressure.
如果我们跟神关系好。
If we have good relationship with God.
我们看重神怎么看你，超过人怎么看你。
We will view how God sees you over how our friends see us.
那如果我们跟神的关系不好。
If we do not have a good relationship with God.
我们会注重人怎么看你，超过神怎么看你。
We'll value our opinions of our friends over God.
那你常常在压力当中就完了，就去了。
And so that we'll often stumble in pressure.
所以应付同僚的压力第一个就是从父母当中的鼓励。
So to handle peer pressure, first is to have encouragement from parents.
来了解安慰。
That their comfort and their understanding.
那第二个。
Second.
就是跟神的亲密关系。
To draw a good relationship with God.
那这样才有办法做得好啊。
Then we could face the peer pressure successfully.
因此我们在校园里面常常发现一般学生在感觉到试探最大的是从礼拜五晚上开始。
And most of the youth feel that temptation is the strongest from Friday night.
因为礼拜一到礼拜五很认真读书。
Because from Monday through Thursday, we study very hard.
礼拜五课完了。
And after our classes ends on Friday.
周末开始
Weekend begins.
大家就想要轻松一下。
We all want to relax.
各种不同的方法要轻松。
And there are many ways to relax.
有的是健康的。
Some of them are healthy.
有的是试探中的。
Others are within temptation.
有的是在罪恶里面的。
Some are in sin.
所以这个礼拜五晚上你如果打个电话给信徒，看他去哪里，就知道他的灵性到哪里。
So Friday nights, if you call a member and ask them where they went, then you'll know their spiritual level.
如果他在宿舍里面在读经祷告默想神这个以后可以当传道。
If on Friday nights they are in their dorm reading the Bible and meditating on the words of God, we know that they could be a future preacher.
那如果这个礼拜晚上跑去喝酒跳舞的，这个要很悔改。
But if they go dancing and drinking on Friday night, I think they should repent.
所以这个怎么样在运用周末，这个其实就是在表达。我们怎样在对付这些压力
So how we utilize our weekends illustrates how we handle peer pressure
那第三个如何应付世俗化的人生观的影响
C, how do we deal with the influence of secular worldview
其实从大学里面你就会看到 很多的观念不同的观念很流行
In college we'll know that there are many views are different
UCLA 有一个社会学的教授曾经做统计
There was a sociologist from UCLA.
他从1960年, 开始在 UCLA 做统计, 在问卷调查 大学一年级的学生。
From the 60s, he started to do a survey within a college.
就是你认为人生当中最重要是什么?
The question is, what do you think is the most important thing in life?
60年代, 有三分之二以上的学生就说要过一个有意义的人生。
In the 60s, two-thirds of the students said they want to live a meaningful life.
到了90年代, 三分之二以上的人说我要赚更多钱。
In the 90s, two-thirds of students said that they want to make more money.
这个代表现在大学生价值观念的改变。
This represents a change in point of view in the university students.
从一个有意义的人生当目标到进入钱多就好。
From the goal of having a meaningful life to a goal of just having more money.
因为钱 代表很丰富的物质。
Because money represents luxury.
钱代表很高的享受。
Money represents high pleasures.
钱代表有很多肉体的快。
Own person and own point of view.
因此在这个学校里面出来以后,
and after we finish college,
有很多人就会变成很美国化。
Some of them will be, quote, very Americanized.
所谓美国化其实比较好听, 在用属灵上来讲就是世俗化。
And the adjective Americanized is actually it's a nice way of saying this person is very secularized.
所以有的人讲我们来到美国就要美国化。
And so some say that when we come to America, we must be Americanized.
其实哦, 应该是要圣经化。
Actually, I think we should be biblicalized.
因为将来审判哈, 因为将来审判齁, 神不是说, 诶, 美国标准是什么?
Because in the future when we are judged, we're not being judged by the standard of Americans.
神审判是用主耶稣的标准。
God judges us with the standard of Jesus Christ.
所以要应付世俗化的人生观影响, 应该也是, 只有信仰才有办法。
So also to deal with the influence of secular worldview, we also need to use our faith.
因为一个人如果对神有信心,
for if we have faith in God,
他发现他活在灵界里面,
they'll see that they are living in the spiritual realm.
他的价值观是灵界的价值观,
their values are that of the spiritual realm.
那你会发现啊, 他在追求的这个满足是灵界里面的,
and their satisfaction is that of the spirit.
那这个人呢, 就很容易, 能够抵挡外来的影响,
and it's easy for this person to defeat the influence from the outside world.
那下面如何处理感情问题?
D, how do we deal with feelings for the opposite sex?
人长大之后自然对异性会有兴趣。
As we grow up, naturally we have interest in the opposite sex.
所以婚姻才变成可能。
That's why marriages are possible.
因此如果长大对异性没有兴趣, 这个有一点不太正常。
So if you, as you grow up, if you do not have an interest in the opposite sex, this is a bit abnormal.
因为这样婚姻就变成不可能。
Because then marriages are impossible.
那问题就是说, 在你对异性有兴趣到你结婚当中, 这个怎么样来处理?
So the question lies with when you start to have feelings for the opposite sex to the time of marriage, how do you deal with your feelings?
那大学这段期间, 应该是最深刻会面对这种情况。
And this problem is most prevalent during your university years.
因为你发现这个也有异性朋友, 那个也有异性朋友。
Because you'll discover that everyone is dating.
那只有你一个人没有。
And you're the only one who doesn't have a girl or boyfriend.
这个不只是觉得有点孤单, 有时候你被别人看起来说你好像不太一样。
You not only feel lonely, you might be an outcast.
好像是不同类的人。
As if you are a person of an alien.
所以, 人要在这个大学当中怎样处理跟异性的关系, 这个变成一个很现实的问题。
So how we deal with the feelings for opposite sex is a practical issue.
但是我们发现啊, 虽然校园里面很多的基督徒,
but we discover that there are many Christians in our campuses.
但是似乎他们在面对异性的压力啊, 也是跟世俗一样。
But it seems that they handle the feelings for opposite sex the same as the secular world.
所以有时候你看这个在这个社会里面的人说他30岁才结婚, 35岁才结婚, 不要相信啊, 他那个婚姻生活 17、18岁就开始了。
And when you say that, when you meet someone who say that they might be married in the world, that might they might have gone married around 30 or 35, don't believe them. They have started their relationship when they're 17.
只是说他的婚礼30岁才开始。
It's only to say that their ceremonies began at marriage ceremony started at age 30.
其实夫妻的生活早就开始了。
But they started the living style of a couple of the spouse around 17.
那这个绝对不是我们所能够跟随效法的。
And this is something that we are not to follow.
那我们现在处这个社会是速食的社会，一切讲究快速。
We are living in a fast food efficiency world.
啊，虽然我没有这个经验，但是我看很多文章有这个感觉。
Although I read many articles that gave me this feeling.
哦，就是这个男女在交往不到几次就一直想要发生关系。
That is, you date a few times and then you want to have a deeper relationship.
哦，这个是一个很大的试探。
This is a great temptation.
因此，在这个大校园里面呢，能够有男女朋友而能够保守圣洁不简单。
Consequently, for us to keep ourselves holy as boyfriend and girlfriends is not easy.
所以我在想哈，这个大学这刚刚开始啊，应该好好读书啊。
So I think that when we first start universities.We should just concentrate on our studies.
那如果要谈到婚姻呢，应该是快毕业一两年。
And if you want to talk about marriage, this should be done the latter part of your university years.
因为我们的原则要圣洁，所以你如果交男女朋友交太久哈，那个试探很大。
Because our standard is to be holy, so if you have a relationship for too long a period, the temptation is so too great.
那交的男女朋友要保持圣洁哈，这个要特别祷告。
And to keep yourselves holy.When you have relationships, it must be done through prayer.
哦，我们才能够做得到了。
And only through prayer can we do this.
那顺便一提，就是这个婚前发生关系哦，没有什么好处，但是坏处很多。
And another question is that, if we have sexual relation between marriage, this is only
婚前
premarital sex has no benefits, but many negatives.
第一个哈，因为你一旦发生关系以后啊，你就没有已经走到了没有回头的那一点了。
Because once you commit, there's no turning back.
哦，就是说你以后你看这个地方这个人不中意，你也不能够把他甩掉，你已经发生关系了。
That is when you dislike them in the future, you cannot change to another person.
因为人的观念会变的。
Because our views change.
二十年，你认为理想，二十岁的时候跟二十五岁跟三十岁的时候一直在改变。
Your thoughts when you're at 20, 25, 30, they're different.
所以你随便就发生关系要负责任。
So when you casually have relationships, you must bear the responsibility.
那个一生就是你的配偶，你不喜欢也不行。
That is your spouse for life. If you don't like it, tough luck.
那第二个哈，啊，第二个就是，这个是罪。
Second, this is a sin.
是好的东西啊，变成罪，这就变成不好了。
A beautiful thing is turned into a sin is not good.
应该蒙神祝福的，到最后变成审判了，这不好。
A beautiful thing that should be blessed is then judged by God.
那第三个哈，如果一个人很容易发生关系哦，他的关系不会深入。
Third, if we commit premarital sex.Our relationship would not be deep.
因为每一次在一起，你就是想到那一件事情。
Because every time you're together, those are your thoughts.
那你的关系没有办法深入。
You cannot root your relationship.
那人跟人之间的关系常常从心里面出来的。
And our relationships start with our heart.
所以从这个你发生了关系以后，你会发现那个关系很肤浅。
And so once you commit the act, you'll realize that your relationship is very shallow.
还有一个就是会失去对方的尊重。
And then you'll lose respect for each other.
因为你如果很容易的发生了关系，那对方就觉得你很容易得到，就失去了尊重。
Because if you casually commit, you'll lose respect for each other.
但是如果你能够保守圣洁，一直到结婚，反而会得到对方的尊重。
But if you keep yourselves holy until the day of marriage, you'll respect each other.
所以在处理一个感情啊，学校的感情问题，这是真的很实在而且很严重的一个问题。
So this is a very serious and practical problem for us when we are in school.
有一次这个讲习会啊。
One time during a seminar.
有一个信徒很关心教会的青年。
A brother was very concerned for the youth in church.
结果在祷告当中的时候，他看到一个弟兄跟一个姐妹两个赤身裸体躺在床上。
During the prayer, he saw a brother and a sister naked in bed.
他们暗中做的事情没有人知道。
What they did in secret, no one knew.
但是神借着异象显示给他知道。
But God revealed their deeds in a vision.
所以我希望啊，我们当中不是这一对青年不是我们当中的人。
So I hope that this couple will not be among us.
我们要保守圣洁。
We must keep ourselves holy.
啊，最后一个哈。
Lastly.
要建立更强的信仰。
We must have a strong faith.
啊，还有跟神亲密的关系。
And draw a close relationship to God.
就是在学校里面啊，要有。自己要有灵修的习惯。
That is, we must cultivate a regular spiritual life in school.
这就是学校生活。
This is school life of a Christian.